Grow Great, the podcast, episode 325. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is growgreat.com. This is the Grow Great podcast. It's about your leadership, business owners, CEOs, executives, unashamed of being called operators. Brief, concise insights and perspectives to help you avoid and eliminate blind spots in your daily leadership and your life. Welcome. This is episode 325. Don't fence me in. If you go to the website for the show notes for today's show, you will see an embedded YouTube video. It's actually just audio. It's a song. In 1945, Gene Autry released a recording of the song. It was a number four hit on the charts, Don't Fence Me In. By then, the song was about 10 years old. Through the years, it's been covered by a lot of people. You can find recordings from Harry Connick Jr. to The Killers to Willie Nelson. Yeah, it's a country and western song, and it depicts that yearning to be free to roam. You know, don't fence me in. To be able to explore freely without restrictions. Makes a lot of sense. It resonates with a lot of us. I live in the city, and we have literal fences that separate our yards and our property. Domestically, we are fenced in. Professionally, the fences appear much different. They are the restrictions of what we think we're supposed to do or what other people tell us we are supposed to do. They are the tactics and the strategies that people tell us are expected if we want positive results. Common knowledge, common wisdom, they're not necessarily things to just cast aside, but they very much may be worth questioning. This week, I heard two musicians talk about how they went out on their own and how they went about their business of beginning their career as musicians, Tristan Prettyman and Mark Knopfler. Now, both of these musicians taught themselves to play the guitar, and both admit that they're just beyond being fixed. No guitar instructor would even attempt to fix the way they play the guitar. Well, and who would want to fix them anyway? I mean, they are both very talented, and they provide the world high value through their music. Prettyman confesses that songwriting for her is super difficult, really hard. Knopfler, on the other hand, he talks about how he left writing newspaper stories as a journalist because, well, there were these songs in his head, and they were just prying their way out. For her, she describes it as a rather arduous task. Knopfler doesn't describe it that way at all. And I kept thinking about what they said about how neither of them followed some formula. They simply took a step, followed by another step, and then another step. And all along the way, they were figuring out what might work for them. They didn't know. And then last night, I've been in a John Prine mode lately. I'm a long time John Prine fan. But last night I was watching some old interviews on YouTube that Prine did. And I've known his story for a long time, so there wasn't anything new about it, but it just kind of resonated with me once again. For 6 years, he was a mailman until he got up one night at a Chicago joint. They had an open mic event. He got up, sang a song he had written, and the crowd liked it. The crowd liked it. They liked his music, so he starts playing music regularly. Don't fence me in means don't think there's only one path toward growth, one path toward improvement, one path toward success. Don't fence me in means stop looking for the formula. Stop looking for the secret. So many people, not just creative types like Prettyman and Knopfler and Prine, they find success by not doing what everybody is doing. Conventional wisdom is frequently a fence that may prevent people, it may prevent you from figuring out what will work or what will work better. This is why I'm so fond of surrounding ourselves with different viewpoints, perspectives, and experiences. Who you surround yourself with matters. It breaks down fences, and it opens us up to possibilities that we may have never considered before. Knopfler has repeatedly said that there's no guitar teacher on the world that would dare teach a person to play the way he plays, because technically he breaks all kinds of guitar playing rules, but it works. In fact, it works so well, he's considered one of the world's premier guitarists. And aren't we glad? I mean, aren't we glad that he refused to be fenced in to just do what everybody else did? What about you? What about your business? What about your leadership? What about your life? Are you just following whatever leader has captured your attention? Or are you making your own way? Are you trying your best to figure out what will work for you or what may work for you? I'm a contrarian. I have always been a contrarian. And I'd love to tell you that it always works, but nothing always works. And I'm not a contrarian just for the sake of being a contrarian. I'm a contrarian because I'm curious. Mostly, I am curious if it can be made better. I'm curious if some other course might work or might work better. And I absolutely admit, I do enjoy questioning conventional wisdom, especially when it is something that is so ingrained in an industry or a business. In the last show, I talked about the power of boldness. That is the ability to not worry about being embarrassed. Well, that's part of this don't fence me in mindset. It deals with how comfortable, how confident you can be knowing that you're not following the crowd. Prine could have absolutely thought, you know, I'm just a mailman. I'm already 24 years old. I've never played in front of a crowd before. And besides, I don't know if my songs are even any good. He didn't have any confidence in his guitar playing. He still doesn't have confidence in his guitar playing. But on that fateful night, he got up, guitar in hand. He approached the microphone. He sang a song. I don't know what he expected, but I doubt he thought that one moment is going to forever change my life. But it did. That's just not how musical careers are supposed to begin. But that's how his began. Prettyman, she wasn't planning on becoming a musician. She wasn't planning on becoming a singer-songwriter. She had no idea how to even begin such a quest. It wasn't on her radar. Instead, she was in love with surfing. She was working towards some career that had to do with surfing and, you know, some big supplier of some kind of surfing equipment or attire said, yeah, you know, kind of go into business. So that's what she was studying in school. I mean, if you want to break out in music, you don't do that. But she did. Yeah, but one thing led to another. And she displayed courage along the way. All the advice, all the formulas, all the recipes, and all of the stories I hear of extraordinary growth, extraordinary improvement, extraordinary success, they are stories of people who just took one action, which led to another action. Sometimes they stumbled, sometimes they didn't, but at every step, they had courage to take the step. Nope, they didn't know if they were stepping on solid ground or not. But they found their way. They found their way to the goal, which sometimes wasn't even a goal at the beginning. We look for formulas. We look for recipes and secrets and fences because we want somebody to give us the easy answer. The truth is there are no easy answers. An even bigger truth is answers can be consistently repeated with success. It's super rare. Super rare. We have to find our own way, and we have to be brave enough to venture beyond and outside the fences. What worked for others may have value in our learning, but that doesn't mean it's how we ought to go. We have to be explorers in charge of our lives and our careers. Life is about discovery. The area inside the fence guess what? That's already been discovered. That's why there's a fence there. There's nothing new there, not inside the fence. That's the problem with being fenced in. We have to be adventurous. We have to be curious. We have to be bold. We have to be confident. We really have to believe. You'll figure it out. And there it is. We've wrapped up another week. Well, today's Friday. You got today and you got the weekend, so make the most of it. Today's show has been brought to you by The Peer Advantage. This topic and all of the topics that we talk about, these are greatly enhanced when we really intentionally and purposefully surround ourselves with people who can help us. Not judge us, not second guess us, not tell us what we ought to do, but people who can support us in our own courageous adventures. I'm building a virtual online group of small to medium-sized business owners who will come together in an online video conferencing platform to leverage their power together to share insights and viewpoints and experiences. I would love for you to apply, and I'd love to have a conversation with you about it. You can learn more by visiting thepeeradvantage.com. Well, again, the website is growgreat.com. And as always, I'm going to tell you, be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. Go make it a great weekend. I'll talk to you next week.